Today's passage is very clear and direct. We must remain in the Lord. If you think about the seriousness of this matter, then you will give the proper importance when starting it. The Lord did not say to his disciples, "Follow me so that you may fulfill all your desires and so that you may live a good life doing whatever you like." This is what the Lord said. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Matthew 16:24-25. A person has to understand that, to begin with, he is giving his life to the Lord. This means that he belongs to him, that he is no longer the person in charge, and that he has done it voluntarily. The word Lord means something. If you take Lord as Savior, nothing more, then you are only seeking the benefit of salvation, and you are not seeking the power to belong to the Lord, and even less so, to obey him. If so, is there a relationship? Is God there? Today, Jesus compares himself to a vine, whose branches we are, a vine that the Father cares for with care and affection so that it bears the desired fruits and expected fruits. Jesus sets two conditions for the fruitfulness of the branch. One, pruning. Cut everything that can prevent the abundant circulation of sap for good abundance and quality of the cluster. Two, remain in him. Separate from him, we can do nothing. Broken from the trunk of the vine, we are called to sterility and dryness. Think today about everything you must cut so that life of Jesus circulates freely through yours and you can bear good fruits. Don't be afraid of pruning. It may hurt at first to strip away certain things, but in the long run, the fruits of your life will be better. It also strengthens your permanence in the true vine. Remain in Christ through prayer, through deep encounter with his word, through the frequent participation in the Eucharist and in the sacraments of forgiveness. In short, this is what we have to keep in our hearts and our minds as we continue to remain in the Lord. He who overcomes will inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the cowardly and unbelieving, the abominable and the murderers, the fornicators and the sorcerers, the adulterers and all liars will have their part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 21:7-8. So, are you abiding in Jesus, loving him, and producing the fruit God desires from us? May the Lord bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.